The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double! The Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium for the penultimate game of the season. Lynchburg and Kannapolis on deck for us tonight as these two ball clubs playing game number five of this six-game series to wrap up the regular season. Both teams eliminated from postseason play, so on one hand, you could argue that this game doesn't really matter. However, you don't want to say that to the players or coaches. They still have something that they'd like to prove. Every game matters. Everything's on tape. And every opportunity represents a chance to impress and a chance to add a little bit more to your resume. So these games still matter. And they're not just going to throw it to the side just because neither team has hope of playing past tomorrow. However, it's been tough sledding for the Hillcats this week. Lynchburg has only won one game. They are really struggling at the dish. Other than that one victory when they put up nine runs and a comeback victory, it's been very low scoring. The Hillcats otherwise have been outscored 20-3 apart from that one game. Yesterday they lost a 1-0 pitcher's duel that also featured an hour and a half rain delay, which at the time came at the start of the bottom half of the seventh inning. The hour and a half rain delay was longer than it took to get to the bottom half of the seventh, which made for an extremely long night for all parties involved. But because nobody had scored at that point, they had to continue playing. I apologize for the pause. They are sending the managers out to meet, and it's game day staff and the assistant athletic trainer for the Hillcats meeting up with the manager for Kannapolis, Patrick Leland. Can't say I've seen this before, but welcome to the final, second to final game of the regular season. We'll step aside with them on the mound, or them at home plate, as you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Almost time for first pitch here in Lynchburg. The hype video is up on the screen, which means it's almost time for us to meet the lineups and the defense for tonight's ball game. And along with the national anthem, Jason Prill here with you. But right now, let's toss it down to Andre Vile to set the defense.
Fans, let's get on your feet and make some noise for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, number 4, Will Brighton Junior! In center field, number 46, Jason Turio! In left field, number 15, Luis Durango! At first base, number 45, CJ Tyson! At second base, number 44, Alex Moody! At shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers! At third base, number 12, Angel Hanau! Behind the plate, number 5, Manuel Mejias! Your designator is number 9, Skolitsko! And your starting pitcher is number 32, Adam Tullin!
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome Sabrina Patel.
It's time for baseball in the Hill City. Lynchburg and Kannapolis for the second to final time this season, as Kannapolis has already secured the win of the season series. Lynchburg trying to find some momentum in their organization heading to next year. On the mound for the Hillcats tonight will be the left-hander Adam Tulloch. Tulloch, 22 years old, 6'2", 200 pounds from Toronto, Ontario. On the year, he's 5-6 with a 5.02 ERA. In just under 90 innings pitched, he's struck out 111, leading the team with just over 40 walks, 50 earned runs on 77 hits for the lefty. In his last outing, he pitched pretty well. 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts for Tulloch. He'll face a lineup that looks a little bit like this. Leading off, the left fielder Riku Nishida, batting second to center fielder Eddie Park. Hitting third, the shortstop Juan Gonzalez, batting fourth, the catcher Calvin Harris. Batting fifth, the second baseman Jordan Sprinkle. Hitting sixth, the designated hitter Ryan Galaney. Batting seventh, the first baseman Yonaker Betancourt. The right fielder Drake Logan hits eighth. And the third baseman Wilbur Sanchez rounds out the starting nine for the Cannonballers tonight. Penultimate game. Season winding down. Both teams eliminated from postseason contention. But still plenty to play for in terms of pride, in terms of reps, in terms of tape, and in terms of wanting to finish strong. Each of these ball clubs have that desire. As Adam Tulloch toes the rubber for the Hillcats and Riku Nishida digs in. He's hitting .222 with no home runs and 6 RBIs. The lefty kicks and fires a first pitch strike at 6:31. First pitch time, 72 degrees and cloudy. Nice cool September day as we start heading into fall. I noticed today as I was driving into work, the leaves have begun to change colors. In there again, strike two. Came with a fastball at 92 miles an hour. As I was driving into work, there are actually leaves all over the road as they have started to fall as well. Ground ball over toward third. Hanau across the diamond, and they get Nishida for out number one. It's always a beautiful time of the year. However, the one thing it does mean is that baseball is ending. And as we mentioned, one more game tomorrow after today as Eddie Park will step in. Major leagues will still be going on, but us down here in minor league baseball, we get the rest of the major league season off to enjoy what Big Brother is doing up in Cleveland, as that's in there for a called strike 0-1. Tulloch kicks and fires. Ground ball over toward third again, but this one foul as well. Nice play there by Patrick Leland, the manager for Kannapolis, and then he botched the reward that I gave him by underthrowing it to the fans. Here's the two-strike pitch. A little bit low. One ball, two strikes. Tulloch, as it grounded up the middle, going to be a tough play. Devers behind the bag at second, knocks it down, but wasn't able to come up with it as he was well into center field when he made the stop and then kind of went into a barrel roll and landed awkwardly on his forearm. And at that point, there was really no opportunity to get Park hustling down the line. So a base hit for him. As Juan Gonzalez will step in. Gonzalez at shortstop tonight. Scratch that. Jacob Gonzalez. Jacob Gonzalez in the box. That missed down low for ball one. Yeah. 1 and 2. Gonzalez, 6'2", 200 from Whittier, California. Has a throwback behind the runner. He's in there with a dive. And the 1-2. A little bit high and wide. Two balls and two strikes. We had the wrong Gonzalez listed and didn't strike me until now that we had the catcher Gonzalez, who's only appeared in one game this series, playing shortstop. Threw me for a bit of a loop, but I didn't catch it earlier. Called strike three, and Jacob Gonzalez goes down looking. Calvin Harris will step in. Harris batting 242, a home run, 15 RBIs. That one missed down and away. One ball, no strikes. One aboard, two down. Here in the top half of the first inning. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, 1-1. Not sure if I've ever seen a breaking ball register on the radar as 144 miles an hour, but did just there, so either Adam Tulloch has turned into the greatest pitcher of all time, or the radar gun is not working. Ground ball over toward third. Hanau on the hop. Fires it over for out number three. One gets aboard, but one does not score as we head to the bottom half of the first here in Lynchburg. We remain tied at zero. After you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
On the mound for Kannapolis tonight, Peyton Paulette. Paulette, 0-4 with a 4.06 ERA. He's 6'1", 180 pounds. And just under 69 innings, he struck out 78 and walked 39. He's the number 12 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. Per MLB pipeline. So a guy with a lot of upside. As right-hander fires it down low to Guy Lipscomb for ball one. Lipscomb batting 267, a home run, 44 RBIs. The The 1-0 in there for a called strike, 1-1. Paulette still on a short leash post-Tommy John surgery. Probably go a max of four innings, just like we saw the starter do last night. In there, 1-2. It's interesting, this short leash has lasted the full season. He's never once gone over four innings. That's not a short leash, that's constrained. Popped up, third base side, and out of play. Lipscomb down in the count, 1-2. Lipscomb, the designated hitter this evening, getting the night off in center field. Fouled right at the plate and caught a piece of Lipscomb. He's also abandoned the bright yellow batting gloves that he was wearing the other night. Now he's with white and blue. Seem to be the color combo for these new gloves. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fouled right at the dish, and Lipscomb putting up a good battle here early on. Pitches seems to be the cutoff for Paulette, regardless of how far into the game he goes. As the 1-2 popped up behind the plate and out of play. He hasn't been as effective in recent weeks. In the month of August, he didn't get to four innings once. In July, though, he was pretty solid. He's gone back and forth month by month over being solid and being a little bit iffy. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses down and in, 2-2. The right-hander has it lined in toward right field. And a leaping grab by Logan, who misread it with the sun. But he's able to retire Lipscomb for out number one. That'll bring up Jason Churio. Churio, he's been a little bit cold since welcoming his way to Lynchburg. Batting 188, no home runs, 3 RBIs, and an OPS of 508. It's been tough sledding as he tries to adjust. Chased a high fastball there for strike one. We saw the same kind of thing happen when Angel Hanau made his way to Lynchburg last season. Toward the end of the year, he's actually standing on deck. Sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer. That's out wide, 1-1. Especially after the draft, the baseball tends to pick up just a little bit in quality. 1-2, especially this year with a lot of teams assigning draft guys to their Carolina League affiliates, and the pitching has significantly increased, at least from my point of view. There's a 2-2 pitch. Churio pops it up left field. Nishida toward foul territory will make the grab, 2 down. 2 quick outs here in the first inning as Angel Hanau will dig in. Hanau batting 260, 4 home runs, 32 RBIs. He takes outside for ball one. Paulette fires it in there, 1-1. And now trying to sell it. Nishida in left, Park in center, Logan in right. Sanchez at third, Gonzalez at short, Sprinkle at second with Betancourt over at first, and Harris behind the plate. A little bit wide, 2-1. And for Liberty, Lipscomb, Churio, Hanau, Kafis, Devers, Antunez, Mooney, Mejias, and Durango. 2-1. Outside again, 3-1. Travis Roberson calling the balls and strikes. John Forster in the field. The right-hander has it grounded over his head up the middle. Sprinkle on the run, makes the play, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 first for Lynchburg as we head to the second in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Sprinkle, Galaney, and Betancourt, the three due up for Kannapolis in this inning. Lynchburg has not scored first in any game this series so far. We're in game number five, as it has been tough sledding at the plate. Not sure what the problem is, whether it's just tough sledding, you're going through a slump, the yips, expectations and excitement for the offseason. Passiveness, I can't figure it out. And neither have the Hillcats, as hits and runs have been hard to come by for them in this series. Alonzo Richardson shoved yesterday, as Jordan Sprinkle will step in. Richardson went seven innings of five-hit baseball, shutout as well. First one missed wide for ball one. As soon as Richardson left the mound, the head groundskeeper, Tyler Bergen, came out to talk to the umpires as lightning was flashing all around. And they had to get off the field. 1-1. Went into an hour and a half rain delay before the two ball clubs reconvened and got back to action. Big swing and a miss, 1-2. Then in the top of the eighth inning, Kannapolis put a run on the board to make it a 1-0 game, and that's where it sat the rest of the night. It's another tough evening for the Hillcats. The 1-2 to Sprinkle. Got him. Sprinkle is retired for out number one. Second strikeout for Tulloch. 113th of the season as Ryan Galaney will dig in. Galaney, he's had a pretty solid series. Almost hit for the cycle a couple nights ago. He fouls it back to the screen for strike one. And if I'm Galaney, I'd be kicking myself for how that ball game ended. He had two at-bats to get the home run, one in the eighth and another in the ninth, as the 0-1 missed out wide, 1-1. And Galaney couldn't get it in either at-bat. However, in the eighth inning, the next two batters both hit home runs. Fouled back to the screen, 1-2. So maybe the pressure of trying to produce a home run ended up causing him to not even making hard contact. There's the 1-2. High chopper up the middle. Mooney over to first. Two down. That'll bring up Yonaker Betancourt. Betancourt over at first base tonight. He's floated between first base and DH in this series. But he's been in the lineup every night. He takes one down low for ball one. Nobody aboard, two down, top of the second inning. Upstairs, 2-0. Tulloch. A guy who has traveled quite a lot for his baseball career. Outside, 3-0. He played for seven different schools over the course of 8 years, including high school and college, and then drafted and came to Lynchburg. So he's been all over the country playing the game we all love as that missed below the knees. For a quick walk of Betancourt as Drake Logan will dig in. And I think somebody just got ejected for the Hillcats. Travis Roberson just turned to the dugout and tossed somebody. Jordan Smith out to have a word as everyone just kind of froze. Somebody wasn't happy with the ball four call, and Roberson, with a quick trigger, just ejected someone. And I'm not sure who it was, if it was Jordan Smith, as he's out there talking with the home plate umpire right now and getting progressively more and more animated. Smith has been ejected a couple times this season. He was ejected in the last homestand after a play at second base had him a little bit heated. But I'm not sure what could have been said so early in this ball game that Jordan Smith would have gotten tossed. I looked down at my notes for a second, and Roberson just gave the heave-ho to somebody, and I looked in the dugout, and everybody just looked shocked and confused. They all looked down toward Jordan Smith, and nobody moved. Roberson was about to go back to action before he turned and looked and mouthed, "Get out." This conversation's still ongoing.
Can we play baseball?
A long conversation between these two is Jordan Smith airing his grievances as he walks back toward the dugout. We'll try to get an official word as to what happened. Roberson not letting play resume until something happens. As for what that is, I don't know. And Jordan Smith was tossed. That might be the quickest and quietest ejection I have ever seen in the game of baseball. There were no warnings, there was no hint, there was nothing. Just a look toward the dugout and a toss. So Jordan Smith has been ejected here in the top of the second inning. He wasn't even arguing balls and strikes. As chaos has unfolded. Drake Logan at the dish. It's 1-2 on Logan. Downstairs, two balls and two strikes. So Jan Rivera will take over the managerial duties as that drops in front of the right fielder Antunez. For a base hit, two aboard and two away in the top of the second inning. As Wilbur Sanchez will take his cuts. So Rivera, the new manager for the rest of the ball game. I'd expect to see someone, most likely a player, take over coaching duties at first base or third base, as that's in there. Wilbur Sanchez trying to get everything unfolded here. Fouled away. Strike two. The 0-2 from Tulloch. Check swing, he went around. Sanchez will toss his bat and head down to first, but Mejias will throw on down there to end the top of the second. So still trying to figure out what happened as Jordan Smith has been ejected from the ball game. We head to the bottom half of the second inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Mi nombre es José Deve.
C.J. Kafis to lead things off in the bottom half of the second inning. As I believe Mike Coyado has taken over first base coaching duties, as that missed down and away to Kafis. The usual fill-in base coach, Guy Lipscomb, is the designated hitter tonight in the leadoff spot. And so they can't move him over into the coaching position with Jordan Smith now ejected. Kafis batting 250, 4 home runs, 15 RBIs, an OPS of 911. That's a big swing and a miss, 1-2. Slow roller over toward third, but that'll drift foul for Kafis. Kafis had a 3-run home run earlier this series. in the game that the Hillcats eventually ended up winning. Kafis pops this one up, third base side, and it lands out of play. The 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. As Kafis showing some patience. You know, I wonder if the ejection has something to do with the fact that they sent out non-Hillcat affiliated staff on the team, and so the umpire, maybe feeling a little bit disrespected, took that as we're not taking this game seriously, which I don't think is the case at all. Nevertheless, Jose Devers will dig in. We're still trying to figure this all and piece it together to understand just what may have happened with Hillcats manager being ejected in the second-to-last game. In there to Devers for a called strike, 0-1. Lynchburg has a lot of work to take care of. They've only won one game in this series, and they haven't scored first in any of the ball games. Throwback behind Kafis. A 1-1 foul back to the screen as Devers battling it out. 1-2. Devers batting 256, 11 home runs, 65 RBIs. Leads the team in both home runs and RBIs. Also has displayed a cannon on the infield. The 1-2, grounded foul. Two balls, two strikes as Devers takes outside. Not much wind to speak of tonight. Flag down at its side, blowing slightly toward left field. As Devers fouls it back again, a good at bat. Paulette has had to make a lot of pitches in this first part of the second inning. After a quick 1-2-3 first. The 2-2 grounded over towards short. On to second for one, back to first, and they just get him for a double play. 6-4-3. As Wilfredo Antunez will dig in. Antunez, batting 277, 6 home runs, 39 RBIs. He had yesterday off as well, so he took a healthy cut there for strike one. Well up high, one ball, one strike. Paulette into his motion. As it fouled back, strike two. So after making a lot of pitches, he comes away with two outs after the double play and is now a strike away from getting out of the inning. I mentioned Paulette capped at about 65 pitches and a max of four innings. The 0-2. Grounder foul. Paulette has it popped up. Third base side, just off the infield. Sanchez will make the play behind the bag.
It's time for the three-row third inning.
As the inning comes to a close. We head to the third, still scoreless. Hillcats still hitless as well. After you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey fans, 2024 season tickets are on sale now. Season ticket holders get the best of the action with a variety of benefits, including discounted tickets, early entry, VIP parking passes, invitations to meet and greets, and more. Get in on the action by visiting Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Nishida Park and Gonzalez, the 3-2 up in the top half of the third inning. As Tulloch remains on the mound. He's pitched well. Only given up the two base hits and the one walk, but he also has three strikeouts so far. It'll be the top of the order that he'll face, Nishida Park and Gonzalez, and what will be his final outing of the season. Only one more game to go. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, Bank of the James Stadium, Fan Appreciation Day. The left-hander kicks and has it grounded over toward first. Kafis, a slow roller, flips to the pitcher, and they just get Nishida by a hair. Bang, bang play goes in favor of the Hillcats. As Eddie Park singled back in the first inning, we'll dig in. Tulloch slides one in there, but it's lined toward left field. Diving attempt by Durango, but it touches the grass. And another single for Park, his second hit of the night. The third of the day for Kannapolis. We'll see if they put him in motion to try to get some momentum. Park on the year does have four stolen bases. It's four for four in 19 games. That missed out wide for ball one. Jacob Gonzalez, 0 for 1. He struck out looking in his first trip to the plate. Missed wide again, ball two. Tulloch kicks and delivers that slide step delivery in there for a called strike, two and one. Tulloch can be pretty deceptive when it comes to holding runners. Left-handers already have a leg-up advantage. But Tulloch does a good job of disguising what he's doing. He fires over there 3-1. The left-hander pauses at the belt. The 3-1. And tight ball 3. As the scoreboard and myself had it wrong. Tulloch trying to force a ground ball to turn 2. 3-1. Right at the knees, full count. Yesterday, the Hillcats turned 2 separate 1-6-3 double plays, which you don't see very often, let alone twice in a game. That's skied into center field. Churio drifting back into the left center field gap and makes the grab for out number 2. Calvin Harris, 0-1 on the day. Gotta bring up Calvin Harris. Park over at first with 2 down. The left-hander slides it in there for a called strike, 0-1. Tulloch at the start of the year in April was one of the best pitchers on the Hillcats pitching staff. He wasn't starting as that was fouled back to the screen. Strike 2. But in his relief appearances through the month of April, he only gave up 2 runs. The month of May was a bit rough for him, but then he really started to settle down and evened out his numbers in ERA. Another throw over, keeping Park honest. Here's the 2-strike pitch to Harris. A little bit low, 1-2. Tulloch already closing in on 50 pitches. Top of the third inning. 1 aboard, 2 away. Here's the 2-strike pitch. Runner breaks. It's grounded over toward first. Mooney will hover over, make the play, and the inning is over. We head to the bottom half of the third, still scoreless here in Lynchburg. When we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get 1 free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Tonight's game starting out a lot like yesterday's did, as the Hillcats and Kannapolis are scoreless midway through the third. Yesterday, the Hillcats were being no hit up until the fifth inning. Right now, we're in the bottom half of the third, and they're being no hit again. Still only two innings into the ballgame, so plenty of time to change that. But yesterday's game didn't see a run until the eighth. As Alex Mooney digs in, Mooney takes a called strike, 0-1. Mooney batting .156 with four RBIs. The 0-1 grounded over toward third, but foul. Mooney reached base twice two nights ago. He doubled in the seventh, walked in the eighth, and scored both times. In the game, the Hillcats would eventually win. He was the deciding run. Mooney pops it up. Shallow right field. Logan ranging in. One away. Manuel Mejias. The catcher for tonight's ball game. Mejias hitting .179. No home runs, 22 RBIs, an OPS of .471. He skies it left field. Nishida toward the bullpen will watch it land out of play. For strike one. Mejias never really got a chance to get settled in before he ended up on the IL for quite some time. So that missed downstairs 1-1. He was outstanding defensively to start the season, but at the plate, just nothing was coming for him. And then he got hurt, and it took a long road to recovery for him to enter back into the lineup. He lofts that into center field as Park secures it, two down. As Luis Durango will step in, the nine-hole hitter tonight. He's been in that nine-hole spot a lot since coming to Lynchburg. It's an added threat when you can have the speed of Durango at the bottom of the order, as he takes a called strike right at the top of the zone, 0-1. Durango, also this year, has figured out how to lay down a bunt. That's grounded up the middle. Backhanded attempt by Sprinkle, but it goes under his glove for a two-out single. The Hillcats get their first hit of the night. Going to bring up Guy Lipscomb. Lipscomb lined out to right field in his first trip to the plate. He takes a called strike, 0-1. He's together a pretty solid at-bat in his first trip, as Pollitt closes in on 50 pitches. Mentioned 65 is his max, along with four innings. That missed out wide. 1-1. And 65 is kind of a hard cutoff. He's gone as high as 68, probably just to finish an at-bat or an inning. 65 is right where that number lies. Runner breaks, check swing in the zone, a double pump down to second, but Durango in before the ball was even released. So two strikes on Lipscomb, and Durango into scoring position. Hillcats have not scored first in any game this series. A 1-2 to Lipscomb. Driven into center field. That's falling hard. That'll drop for a base hit. John Rivera waving Durango around. The throw comes in. The play well offline as right on cue. Guy Lipscomb delivers an RBI, and the Hillcats take a 1-0 lead in the bottom half of the third inning. Jason Churio, 0-for-1, will step in. Lipscomb dancing off second, trying to get in the head of Paulett. That missed down and in for ball one. That's something Lipscomb does so well. His ability to distract pitchers once he gets on base. His speed is a huge advantage. They throw back behind him, but that time a little bit too aggressive as he got caught dancing off the bag and didn't feel the shortstop coming behind him. But he delivers a run, 1-0. We head to the fourth here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Brill.
One nothing Lynchburg as we head to the fourth inning. It's time to take a look around the Carolina League to see what else is going on. Augusta up 6-3 over Downeast. Downeast stumbling into the postseason as they lost a lot of their star pitching after the first half came to a close. Columbia and Myrtle Beach still scoreless in the bottom half of the second inning. Fayetteville up 2-1 over Charleston in the bottom of the second. As Salem and Carolina up the road in Salem, Virginia. Their game got canceled due to inclement weather. As some bad weather up and down the East Coast today has caused a lot of problems. That missed down and in for ball one. That area in particular near Roanoke and Blacksburg, they got hit hard. Floater into left center field, a base knock. Jordan Sprinkle picks up the single as Ryan Galaney will step in. Virginia Tech and their football team were supposed to have a game today, and they did, and they have resumed it, but they were in a long lightning delay as rain poured down and flooded the field as Galaney drives that into left field and bouncing off the top of the wall. Durango plays it well. Galaney into second with a double, so nobody out and two aboard in the top half of the fourth inning. So really no surprise when you hear that Salem and Carolina ended up canceling their ball game. Gianniker Betancourt will step in. No clue if there's plans to make up that game. It would have to be tomorrow, but with all positions determined, my assumption would be most likely not. Line drive right field side, but lands foul. Tulloch has it lofted toward right field. Antunez charging hard on it, makes the grab, tagging from third. As the throw comes in, it's offline, and everybody's safe, so a run scores. And Galaney down to third on the sacrifice fly from Betancourt. It's a nice approach at the plate from Betancourt. Didn't try to do too much, played a very selfless brand of baseball by just floating that out toward right field and letting the base runners do the rest of the work. That's all you have to do. Now the infield pulled in with one down and a runner on third, and Drake Logan at the plate. He singled in his first trip. That's the first one in there for a call, upstairs for ball one. Ground ball between third and short into left field, and the run will score. And Kannapolis storms right back to take a 2-1 lead. Didn't take long. And the lead has diminished. Wilbur Sanchez with a runner on first and one down in the top of the fourth inning. One missed up and in, ball one. Boy, I gotta stop looking at that scoreboard. It throws me for a loop. There's a delay on the scoreboard that impacts all the different buttons downstairs. Ball two. Even when you press it and think that it's gonna be good and clear and reset, sometimes it just takes a few extra moments to do that. That's why the scoreboard is not always correct at Bank of the James Stadium. A ground ball right back to the pitcher. Tulloch knocked it down, tried to go to second, but wisely ended up firing it over toward first. Almost another 1-6-3 double play if he could have gloved that and turned around. Logan into scoring position as Nishida will step in. Nishida, 0-2. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Tulloch, when that came right back at him, it just bounced in and out of his glove. Not sure if it fell out on the transfer or if he just never secured it. But he had to react fast to snag that one. Ground ball once again, this time over his hand. Mooney, backhanded play, and it bounces over the glove of Kafis as a runner will score. And Kannapolis extends their lead 3-1 on the throwing error. Tough break for the Hillcats there in Tulloch. As Mooney, he had to rush. With Nishida charging, as that'll end the inning. But three runs come on the board for Kannapolis. As they take a 3-1 lead, we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg took the lead in the bottom half of the third inning, their first time scoring first in the series, but Kannapolis quickly stormed back with a 3-spot on the top of the fourth, and that's where we sit right now. With the Hillcats coming to the dish, Churio, Hanau, and Kafis will be the 3 due up for the Hillcats. Churio was at the dish when Guy Lipscomb was picked off at second base. Had a little bit too aggressive dancing off the bag. Churio takes upstairs for ball one. The right-hander finds the zone, 1-1. Churio, one of the most confusing parts about him in Lynchburg is his strikeout-to-walk ratio. That missed wide, ball two. In both the Dominican and Arizona, he walked more than he struck out. But here in Lynchburg, it's been the exact opposite. 14 strikeouts to 5 walks. That missed down and in, 3 balls and a strike. Not sure if he's just not seeing the ball well or if he's trying to be a little bit too aggressive in his approach, but those numbers have dropped significantly. Full count to Churio. The payoff pitch. Down and in, ball four, and right on cue. A leadoff walk to Churio opens up the bottom half of the fourth inning. As Angel Hanau will step in. Churio does have a stolen base on the year. Has an arm now getting loose for Kannapolis in the pen. That missed upstairs for ball one. Once again, Mike Coyado, base coaching over at first. As that's fouled back, 1-1. Coyado making his coaching debut after Jordan Smith was ejected in the second inning. Jan Rivera moved down to third base to fill that role. The 1-1. One hop smash over towards second. They'll get the force and then back to first, not in time. To avoid the double play as Hanau was hustling down the line. Churio had to freeze, so he's retired. C.J. Kafis will step in. So one man exits, another one gets aboard and takes his spot. Now Kafis at the dish with one down. Kafis, his bat has really turned the corner. now some chirping coming from Kannapolis.
You're going to throw him out too?
I believe for the disengagement that was called against Pollitt. And now I don't even think he was back to the bag after running through it. And the pitcher stepped off and they called it a disengagement. That missed down and away for ball one. The angle he came in looked odd when I looked over there. And it looked like he was coming from behind the bag instead of from up the line. Inside out, swing toward left field. Kafis will have that land foul and out of play. 1-1. Right idea, taking it the opposite direction. We'll say Nishida had me fooled as he faked, leaped for it. In broadcasting, they teach you to watch the outfielders when you can't see the ball, and it's a tough angle down that left field line, so I was following him. They did that. I thought it was going fair in there for strike two. Paulette delivers. Kafis drives that into right center field. Drifting back are the Cannonballers, and it bounces off the top of the wall. Around third is Hanau. He will come home. The play at the plate up the line, and that'll go to the backstop. Kafis down to third on the RBI double and throwing error. As Lynchburg gets a run back, they trail 3-2. If the throw was online, they may have had Hanau. But it was nowhere near home plate up the third base line. As that'll be the end of the line for Pollitt. He hit his 64 pitches. And now Kannapolis will go to the pen with one down in the bottom half of the fourth inning. We'll step aside and meet the new pitcher when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey fans, 2024 season tickets are on sale now. Season ticket holders get the best of the action with a variety of benefits, including discounted tickets, early entry, VIP parking passes, invitations to meet and greets, and more. Get in on the action by visiting Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
It might be the last week of the regular season, but we are breaking out all of the festivities as the Lynchburg Hillcats host the Kannapolis Cannonballers September 5th through the 10th at Bank of the James Stadium. We're celebrating all of the holidays with a Halloween theme on Thursday night and a countdown to Christmas on Friday with an ugly Christmas sweater jersey giveaway. We'll wrap things up with our final fireworks show on Saturday and Kids Fun Day on Sunday. Join us for the last time in 2023 by getting tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Connor Pellerin will take over on the mound. He's 1-2 with a 5.89 ERA. In 15 games, he's struck out 24, walked 20, and surrendered 12 earned runs in just over 18 innings of work. Kafis on third after the double and the throwing error. As Devers will try to drive home the tying run. Infield will be pulled in. So Devers can hit it hard somewhere, just not right at someone. That should be enough to bring Kafis home. Kafis does have a significantly higher speed than you'd expect for a traditional first baseman. He does play a little bit of outfield. But he can ramp it up there and give you some base running aggressiveness. In tight, it gets away. Here comes Kafis right on cue. They'll try to tag him as he slides in underneath it. I'm not sure what the catcher was trying to do. Devers is laying on the ground. Harris just dove over him, and I think he got a piece of him as well. He had the pitcher covering. If he would have flipped it to him, and I think Devers is a bit shaken up. Harris tried to do it himself, and in the process took out Jose Devers. He's still yet to get up. He's stretching out that left leg as him and Harris got tangled. He's down in a lot of pain. Looks like Devers was just trying to get out of the way, thinking he had given enough room. He backpedaled out of the way of the ball, but Harris decided instead of flipping it toward home plate, he was going to try and tag the runner. As Kafis came home, and in the process, Harris just tripped over Jose Devers. He went flying into make the play. Breaking ball. Called strike three on Jose Devers. So I thought that was just strike two. Devers chucks his helmet as he heads back into the dugout. First one missed down and in for ball one. I believe that might have only been strike two when Devers was rung up. Unless in the confusion that I missed, they called that wild pitch a strike. Oh, well. Antunez 0 for 1. Tie ball game, 3 apiece. So Lynchburg is stormed right back. As Antunez ahead in the count, 3-0. Will they give him the green light with 2 outs? Try and get Pellerin pumping one across the plate. They do not, and it's a strike, 3-1. The right-hander delivers a bit wide, ball four. And the Hillcats draw a 2-out walk as Alex Mooney will step in. Mooney 0 for 1. Popped out to right field in his first trip to the plate. So that finds the zone for strike one. Bottom of the fourth inning, tie game, 3 apiece. Mooney watched a breaking ball miss in tight. That was a good slider from Pellerin. Been really impressed with the Kannapolis pitching staff this series. They've been pretty dominant. Downstairs, 2-1. You don't get to see Kannapolis that often with them in the south of the Carolina League. So you don't have as much knowledge of what these teams look like. And that one ran inside and caught Mooney on the elbow. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball as he reaches the hard way. Antunez moves into scoring position for Manuel Mejias. That'll draw out the pitching coach, Blake Hickman, to have a word. As Pellerin replacing Paulett allowed the runner to score. It's been a long inning. It's not over yet. Manuel Mejias an opportunity to break the tie. Hillcats gave up the lead in the top half of the fourth with a three-run inning. They put two on the board to move it back to a tie. Mejias takes up and away for ball one. A little bit low, ball two. So Pellerin struggling with his command here. The wild pitch allowed the tying run to score. A walk to Antunez after the strikeout to Devers, which I still believe may have only been two strikes. And then a hit by pitch to Alex Mooney. And he has to head in the count 2-1. So he swung through that one. I'll have to go back after the game and rewatch that at bat with Jose Devers. Because I was not the only one that had it as strike number two when he got rung up. Out wide, 3-1. Our live stats also had it at a 1-1 count before that last pitch was thrown. And the scoreboard did as well. As we mentioned earlier, the scoreboard not always reliable, but live stats typically pretty reliable. In the zone, full count. They even had the injury timeout put in there. So it was up to date when that pitch was thrown, and they had it at 1-1. Nevertheless, Devers was retired. There's two aboard with two away. Bottom half of the fourth with two outs. Mejias, runners go, chases it, and caught a piece of it. Pellerin sets for the payoff pitch. Runners break again, and it's fouled away. Mejias making him work to try to get him out. The 3-2 delivery from Pellerin. Runner's off again, and it's tipped into the glove, and the inning is over. So he gets out of the inning, but the Hillcats tie it up. Three apiece as we head to the fifth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to go on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators.
The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Tulloch back out for the fifth inning. I received a little bit more clarification on what happened when Jose Devers got rung up. I was not the only one that had it at two strikes, but the consensus among the scorekeepers and statisticians were that he went around on the wild pitch. They say when he went to protect himself, he brought his bat through the zone. Popped up third base side, Angel Hanau will settle underneath it and make the grab for out number one as Jacob Gonzalez is retired. Calvin Harris 0 for 2. It's been the bottom of the order that has done much of the damage for Kannapolis tonight. We'll have to go back and look at that replay of Jose Devers at bat. There was all sorts of confusion. The wild pitch, the runner came home, and Devers got tangled up with a catcher who dove over top of him to try to tag the runner instead of flipping it to cover the plate. That's an inside-out swing. Fouled away for strike one. Nevertheless, it's a tie game. Tulloch breaks one into the zone for strike two. Fans, just a reminder, one more game this season to catch the Hillcats in action. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., Bank of the James Stadium, Fan Appreciation Day. Get your tickets online at lynchburg-hillcats.com. As we say thank you to our fans for a great year. Hopped up third base side. Hanau back pedals. Two away. Gonna bring in Jordan Sprinkle. He singled and scored in the fourth inning. Sprinkle has also played pretty well this series. He's been aggressive in his at-bats as he swings through that one for strike one. He was named the strikeout batter for much of the first half of the series, and he made Lynchburg pay for that decision. He's down in the count 0-2 here. Tonight, he's not the strikeout batter, but he has struck out. Two-strike pitch from Tulloch. Foul back to the screen. Sprinkle just a bit underneath it. Down and away. One ball, two strikes. Tulloch closing in on 70 pitches. Not sure how long of a leash they'll give him. As that missed downstairs, two balls, two strikes. Bingo singled in his only trip to the plate. As that missed downstairs for ball one. You mentioned his entire professional career so far. He's had more walks than strikeouts, except for here in Lynchburg. But it's less of a worry about if he'll get it figured out, but when. Even if it's next year in Lynchburg, 2-1. Which, it's a little too early to speculate, but based on what they did with Angel Hanau and the age of Churio and understanding the Guardians organization a little bit, you would assume that Churio would spend most of the season here next year. And you could expect that that team has a lot of talent. Fouled away. 2-2. Couple names that we'll be keeping our eyes on to eventually or potentially end up in Lynchburg next year. Ralphie Velasquez, one of those names, the first round pick from this year's draft. And Churio called out on strikes. They say he was not set with the pitch clock. And now Jan Rivera laughing as he comes up the line. He's heated with the home plate umpire. As Rivera, he is chirping pretty heavily.
Throw him out too.
Very frustrated with how this home plate umpire has called this penultimate game. We head to the sixth. Churio didn't even get a chance to swing to decide. 3-3 our score when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
It's your last chance to catch the Hillcats this summer. Come on out to Bank of the James Stadium September 5th through the 10th as they play host to the Kannapolis Cannonballers to wrap up the regular season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Well, I've had to go and ask for a lot of clarification in tonight's ballgame. I went and asked for some clarification there on why Churio was called out on strikes, and I got no answer. The pitch clock had never started, and the umpire never signaled for it to start. So unless he was making the time up in his own mind, there's no way that that would have been a automatic strike call for taking too long to get in the box, as it'll be Ryan Galaney to lead things off here in the sixth. Missed in tight. Ball two. And that's what people are confused about at this point, is there was no real signal as for why they called the automatic strike. 2-1. It was a foul ball, which typically means you get a few extra seconds to regroup as the ball is collected. But by the time we turned our head back toward home plate, the umpire was calling out Churio. Ground ball over toward first, knocked into right field by Kafis, as Antunez will fire it in to hold Galaney to a single, his second hit of the night. As Yonaker Betancourt will step in. And you now understand a little bit more why Jan Rivera was so frustrated. He even signaled toward the pitch clock behind home plate that the coaches will use when they're looking toward home.
Fouled back. 0-1. And so, really no explanation as for why Churio was rung up. Little dribbler out in front of home plate. Tulloch hops on it, and he'll fire to first. One out. That'll bring up Drake Logan. He's 2 for 2. Delaney moves into scoring position. And a tie ball game, top of the sixth inning. So how do we get here? Time to take a look back. Lynchburg struck first in the third inning, thanks to Luis Durango's single. And he stole second, and Guy Lipscomb would drive him home with an RBI as Logan swings through it. In the fourth, Gannapolis would put three on the board in the top half of the inning before Lynchburg could put two on in the bottom half, as both Hanau and Kafis would score, including a wild pitch that we're still a bit confused as for how it all went down. A lot of confusion tonight amongst the umpires. 1-1. But that's where we sit, all knotted up at 3 apiece. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. For Kannapolis, 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. For the Hillcats, one is downstairs, 2-1. I can count at least 3 times where we have been left perplexed by umpire decisions, 3-1, due to a real lack of clarity and communication. The ejection of Jordan Smith, the strikeout of Jose Devers, and the strikeout of Jason Churio. The 3-1 from Tulloch is in there for strike two, as it's a full count. Payoff pitch as timeout is called. And a pitch clock violation has been called on Tulloch as the runner will head on down to first. Tony Arnold will go out and have a word with the left-hander, who's pitched well. There is an arm loosening in the bullpen, so this may be the final batter that Tulloch gets to face. Sanchez will be the final man for the third time through the order. So they may just be buying a few moments as the new pitcher loosens up. This also may be an opportunity for Arnold to say a few words heading back to the dugout to the home plate umpire as he makes his way out to break up the conversation. And that's exactly what he did. Tony Arnold looked at the umpire square in the face, said something, turned around, and the umpire glared as he walked back to the dugout. Now we regroup. Ober Sanchez digs in with one away. He pops it up right field. Antunez will settle underneath it, make the grab. The runner tags from second. The throw comes in to second. The sacrifice will move the runner over. As Riku Nishida, on top of the order, will step in. A one-pitch at-bat, which doesn't give that pitcher loosening much time to gotten any farther, so we'll see if Tulloch will throw one more. His season high is 89. He's done it twice. Pitch count, that is. Stats lined up the middle. Devers will try to take it to the bag at second, and he does, and the inning is over. With runners at the corners, Tulloch gets out of it. We head to the bottom half of the sixth, all knotted up at three here in Lynchburg. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
A 2.5 hour rain delay in Charleston just ended. Fayetteville went into a rain delay in the bottom half of the second inning between the Woodpeckers and the River Dogs. And 2.5 hours later, they finally call the game in a matchup that serves no playoff purposes. Last night, we had an hour and a half rain delay here that continued late into the evening as Angel Hanau will lead things off to start the bottom half of the sixth. That's in there for a called strike going one. Everyone trying to get their last little bit of baseball in before the season comes to a close tomorrow. Down and in, one ball, one strike. A 1-1, strike two. And now, 0-for-2, but he did score a run in the fourth after reaching on a fielder's choice. Connor Pellerin remains on the mound for another inning of work. The 1-2 is fouled back to the screen, and now a bit underneath it. Had a hanging curveball that just missed a little high. That would have dropped a little bit further into the zone. We could have a new leader in this ball game. Ground ball over toward third. Sanchez across the diamond. Retires Hanau for out number one. Fans were excited to announce that Minor League Baseball is partnering with Netflix to help promote the upcoming movie, The Saint of Second Chances. The documentary, A Tale of Baseball, Family, and Redemption, covers Mike Feck's unique journey from his relationship with his legendary father, Bill, to his time out of baseball after organizing the ill-fated disco demolition night, to his unlikely return to the game running the St. Paul Saints. The Saint of Second Chances will premiere on Netflix on September 19th. Flip on to first. Kafis is retired, two away. As Jose Devers will dig in. Two quick outs in the sixth inning. as Devers swung through it for strike one. Devers, in his last at-bat, got tangled up with the catcher. On a wild pitch, he ended up a little bit shaken up on the collision. As the 0-1 fouled back for strike two. But he's remained in the ballgame. Pellerin pauses and delivers. Ground ball over towards short. A chest-high hop for Gonzalez across the diamond. Gets Devers by a step. And a 1-2-3 inning on groundouts to every position on the infield. Six in the books. We head to the seventh. 3-3 our score on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Alan Hernandez will take over on the mound for Adam Tulloch. We can close the book on him. Six innings, eight hits, three runs. Two of them were earned, two walks and four strikeouts. As Hernandez, the right-hander, making his fifth appearance, he's 0-1 with a 2.45 ERA. In 3 2/3 of an inning, he struck out four, walked two, allowed one earned run on three hits. The home run that he gave up was a solo home run. Otherwise, he's pitched pretty solidly. He'll face Park, Gonzalez, and Harris to open up the seventh inning. The right-hander fires it in tight for ball one. That's a rough greeting to Eddie Park. 95 coming right at him. That one fisted over toward third. Hanau, who's been busy tonight, makes the play. Jacob Gonzalez, 0 for 3, will step in. Hernandez, 6'5", 225, 22 years old from Annapolis, Maryland. As he gets Gonzalez to swing through the 95-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Hernandez attended high school at Miami Christian in Miami, Florida, despite being born in Annapolis, Maryland. He was drafted in 2019 in the 12th round. Strike two. He's only 22 years old and did not pitch at all last season due to injury. As the two-strike pitch to Gonzalez. Called strike three. Hernandez sits him down. Two down, top of the seventh inning. Calvin Harris, he's also 0 for 3, will step in. Popped up. Left field. Durango drifts back. They'll settle underneath it. And we head to the bottom half of the frame. A 1-2-3 seventh for Alan Hernandez sends us into the seventh inning stretch. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
It'll be Logan Lyle on the mound for Kannapolis to start the seventh. He's 1-0 with a 3.32 ERA in 19 innings. He's made 11 appearances, 16 strikeouts, 5 walks, and 7 runs allowed on 18 hits. Lyle from South Florida, signed as an undrafted free agent in 2022. Alfredo Antunez takes down and away for ball one. It'll be Antunez, Mooney, and Mejias here in the seventh inning. Fans, just a reminder, season tickets are on sale now for next season. Early bird discounts and specials. Antunez fouls that back. Along with mini plans, both are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling the box office. Spit on it, but they appeal. Did not go around. One has popped up right side of the infield. Second baseman calling everyone off, and Sprinkle makes the play for out number one. Alex Mooney, who was hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance, looked like it was right on the elbow or forearm. Caught him flush. He lines that right at the third baseman, Sanchez, who makes an outstanding grab. And that's tough for Alex Mooney, who put good wood on it. And he looks at the third baseman and just goes, come on, man, you couldn't let that one go through. Tough season for Mooney continues. Manuel Mejias takes downstairs the switch-hitting catcher for ball one. That was some of the solid contact we've seen for Mooney, but right into the glove. 2-0. And that's when it's frustrating. When you get a great swing, great contact, nice and level, and it just goes right at a defender who makes the play. There's not much else you can do. 2-1. You know you did everything right. That's what makes baseball baseball. Downstairs, 3 balls and a strike. Just because you do it right doesn't mean that it's going to go in your favor. Basketball, the perfect stroke and the perfect shot goes in. flared out toward left field. Nishida got a late break on it, but it'll be the shortstop, Gonzalez, who backpedals to end the inning. A 1-2-3 seventh as we head to the eighth, all knotted up at three apiece here in Lynchburg.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph.
Do an outstanding job of holding everything in the ballpark. Salem comes to mind as well. Definitely more pitcher friendly. The two strike pitch. Jack swing, he went around for out number two. Galaney wanted an appeal, but the home plate umpire called him out himself. As Yonaker Betancourt will step in. Travis Roberson not going to make many friends on either side tonight. As the first pitch, a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Hernandez has that driven out toward left field. Betancourt can say goodbye. His third home run of the series breaks the tie. That ball was crushed into the Lynchburg night. Betancourt has torn through his Hillcats pitching staff this series. Drake Logan. Two for two as Kannapolis holds a 4-3 advantage. As the first pitch misses low for ball one. Reminder, the Hillcats are without their manager, Jordan Smith, ejected in the top of the second inning. Jan Rivera handling the managerial duties. As that's grounded over towards short, Devers will flip on to first and just get Logan. End the inning. We head to the bottom half of the eighth. The solo blast for Yonaker Betancourt is the difference. We will step aside as you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Deve. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Logan Lyle worked a 1-2-3 seventh inning as he's now in line for the victory after the solo home run by Betancourt gives Kannapolis the 4-3 advantage. The Hillcats had a stream of 4-3 ball games. 4-3, rather. And a few weeks ago, they find themselves in another one as well. It'll be Durango, Lipscomb, and Churio here in the eighth inning. Durango is called out on strikes in the bottom half of the fifth inning. He's 1-for-2. That came in, and did it hit him? The home plate umpire says it did. Durango says it didn't. Or no, he did not. Vice versa. Looked like the home plate umpire initially signaled that it did, but now Durango stands back in. 2-0. Fouled away. 2-1. Oh, I lied. 1-2. They said Durango went around. That's the problem. I didn't see the umpire signal that. I saw him put his arms out. Guess they're saying he fouled it off. It sounded more like it hit a helmet than it did a bat. I guess that's probably what Durango was arguing about. The 2-2. Fouled right at the dish. Two and two to Luis Durango. Here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. He fights it off foul to stay alive. Line drive up the middle. Almost caught the glove of Lyle as Durango tosses his bat in a bit of frustration or celebration. But it was definitely an exaggerated toss to the side as Guy Lipscomb will step in. Lyle did a good job of not getting caught by that one as it came up on him fast. Lipscomb, 1-for-3. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Hillcats down 4-3, bottom of the eighth inning. Tipped into the glove, strike two. That was down and away. One ball, two strikes. No indication that Durango's going to take off. Down by one in the eighth inning. As Lipscomb slams his bat and pops it into shallow center field, it'll be Park who makes the grab. For out number one. Jason Churio, he'll step in from the right-hand side. He hasn't had many of these at-bats. On the season. Still looking for his first hit from this side of the dish. A throwback behind the runner. Lyle has it lined into left field in front of Nishida, and there's the first hit from the right-hand side for Churio. As the Hillcats have two aboard with one down here in the eighth. Angel Hanau, he's 0 for 3. Backs up off the plate for ball one. Good for Churio to pick up that hit. He needed it. He's been slumping as of late. The 1-0 from Lyle. Hanau swung out of his shoes 1-1. Wind is picked up toward left field. More left center. Check of second. Now he fires outside as Harris slid over to secure it. 2-1. Left-hander, hit above the belt, 3-1. Tying run in scoring position, bottom of the eighth inning. Go-ahead run at first. Angel Hanau at the plate. The 3-1 is fouled back. He had a pitch to rip, and he knew it. He'd like to have that one back. We'll step out and call time before the payoff pitch. Bound to be some action now. A 3-2. In the dirt. Ball four. And the bases are loaded. That'll bring up C.J. Kafis. Boy, what a moment this is. Kafis doubled and scored in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2 on the night. A ground ball could end the inning, but a base hit could give Lynchburg the lead. First pitch downstairs for ball one. Tying run 90 feet away in Luis Durango. Go-ahead run at second in Jason Churio. Insurance run at first is Angel Hanau. Bottom of the eighth inning, one out. The 1-0 to Kafis. He grounds it over toward first. Pass the glove of Betancourt down the right field line. One will score. Here comes the second. The Hillcats have the lead. They're going to be greedy and go for three. It clears the bases. C.J. Kafis, a hero's welcome on the bases-clearing RBI double as Lynchburg takes a 6-4 lead. The best of the action with a variety of benefits. Love up in the air. Spits on that, 2-1. It's been tough sledding for Mooney, and that was a microcosm of it. But a hit here could really change how he feels heading into the offseason. Off the outside corner, 2-2. Right-hander misses up high and wide. Full count. Seidel pauses and fires the payoff pitch. The runner's break, and Mooney, for the second time, has been hit by a pitch tonight. That one's square in the back, and the bases are loaded. Didn't look like anything intentional, but Mooney chirping with the pitcher as he makes his way down the first base line. Gives the umpire the all clear. He's not going to do anything. Just a bit frustrated at the fact that he's been hit twice tonight. Ninth man to bat in the inning is Manuel Mejias. He's 0 for 3. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. And 2 to Mejias. Mejias, he's another guy that could use a base hit. Just be good for any sort of momentum. That's what we're looking at right now, is who can find their composure and momentum and build some confidence heading into the fall and winter. A 2-strike pitch. Got him. Seidel gets out of the bases loaded jam, but Lynchburg puts a crooked number on the board. They lead by 2 as we head to the ninth. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
It might be the last week of the regular season, but we are breaking out all of the festivities as the Lynchburg Hillcats host the Kannapolis Cannonballers September 5th through the 10th at Bank of the James Stadium. We're celebrating all of the holidays with a Halloween theme on Thursday night and a countdown to Christmas on Friday with an ugly Christmas sweater jersey giveaway. We'll wrap things up with our final fireworks show on Saturday and Kids Fun Day on Sunday. Join us for the last time in 2023 by getting tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Zane Morehouse will take over on the mound for Lynchburg. Morehouse, 6 games and 8.10 ERA. He is 3 for 3 in save opportunities as he has become the Hillcats' bona fide closer. In just under 7 innings, 5 strikeouts, 5 walks, and 6 earned runs allowed. He'll face 9-1-2, Sanchez, Nishida, and Park. That means we can close the book on Alan Hernandez. He went 2 innings, surrendering just the 1 hit and 1 run. It was a solo home run to Yonaker Betancourt. No walks and 2 strikeouts. Sanchez, 0 for 3 this evening. We'll lead things off. Morehouse out of Texas delivers down low for ball one. His teammate back in college, Lucas Gordon, is on Kannapolis. We saw him the other night, the pitcher. Missed upstairs, ball two. We've seen them after the ball game connecting, catching up and hanging out a little bit.
as the 2-0 to Morehouse, from Morehouse. A little low, 3-0.
Raise your strike zone!
Morehouse yet to throw a strike here in the ninth. Here's the 3-0. Up and in, ball four. And a leanoff walk, which will bring the tying run to the plate for the rest of the inning. Riku Nishida now represents that tying run. He's 1-for-4, got a hit in the fourth inning. Leave Nishida has already called his timeout in the at-bat. Took a little long to get to the plate. First pitch, down and away, ball one. Morehouse, 5 pitches, 5 balls. The 1-0 misses wide, 2-0. Morehouse has struggled with his command a little bit since being assigned to Lynchburg. He was drafted this season. That's in there, 2-1. Right-hander Morehouse pauses. Now he fires. In there again, strike two. Nishida making him throw back-to-back strikes. As that one he chased, and he knew it. Would have been a full count. Sanchez takes his lead off at first. We'll see if he tries to get a head start. He holds, and it's up wide. Full count, and now Nishida will switch out his bats. He had to do it quickly because he had already used his timeout. I don't think I've seen that. So he had to do that really quickly. Here's the payoff to Nishida. He grounds it over toward third. And now underhand flip to second for one. Mooney will eat it to make sure they keep that runner at first. Probably a wise decision by him. So fielder's choice. Puts Nishida aboard. He now represents the runner. Eddie Park, he's 2-for-4. First pitch lined over toward left field. Durango charging. Won't get there. Base hit as Nishida will hold at second. Good throw. Will make sure he can't get any farther. But now, two aboard and the go-ahead run coming to the plate. Here comes Tony Arnold, as he wants to go have a word with Morehouse after he struggled with his command. He walked Sanchez, forced Nishida into a fielder's choice, and then Park singled. Has not been easy going for Morehouse since entering the ballgame. Alan Hernandez in line for the win if the score holds. Jacob Gonzalez, 0 for 4. He struck out looking twice. So the first one misses downstairs for ball one. Check of second. Morehouse misses high. Ball two. Fourteen pitches, five strikes for Zane Morehouse. The 2-0 misses wide, 3-0, and he's on the verge of loading up the bases with only one out and put the tying run in scoring position for Calvin Harris, who's on deck. The 3-0. Ball four. And the bases are loaded. Calvin Harris, 0 for 4. Tying run in scoring position. Go ahead run at first. One down, top of the ninth inning. Morehouse has it fouled back. Harris trying to capitalize on a get me over fastball. And Bally Live of the season. We've got one more game on the year. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, right here at Bank of the James Stadium. The final time you'll be able to see the Hillcats in 2023. Fan appreciation night, so make sure to join us as the Hillcats and Cannonballers will square off for one final time. You can also watch the game right here on Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, MILB-TV, MLB-TV, and Valley Live. Once again, your final score, Lynchburg 6, Kannapolis 5. I'm Jason Prill, saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.